and we have meetings, yeah. you know, so that is how, and I'm always listening to, you know, where do they want the member fees to go? You want to go towards some new lighting thing, and then others will argue that they would rather, you know, asphalt, fresh asphalt. On parts of the roads.
But that sounds like a community right there. And unfortunately, we don't have a lot of communities. We have a lot of neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. We got to get back to community where it matters most. And most importantly, I always start any community starts with the safety of the kids and the older generation, the elderly. That's where a community starts with me.
And don't get overwhelmed because there's so many. When you look in the newspaper, there's so many public meetings. If you're interested in going to Southern University public meetings, to board meetings for the Southern University system, those are all public, open to the public and you can attend. All you got to do is start conversation. You know what I mean? Just go find out who represents you in all these different areas and then start with conversation. Ask questions.
Well, let's do this. Let's take a break. We'll be back. Come talk about Lil Essence Fest. You guys down in New Orleans, wake up. No, they was up late last night. Lil Wayne, Cash Money, all that stuff. So we'll talk more about that. Y'all stay tuned. More to Jaguar Journal.
It's On The Yard Sports, and I'm Perry White, and what I need for you to do is go follow and subscribe to our YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, as well as Twitter right now.
Talk about offense, we talk about Southern, and it begins with a passing game.
Tom, beyond potent, we're talking about high octane, we're talking about fast break, we're talking about 41 points a game, some 500-plus yards since Terrence Levy has taken over this offense.
Because that young man doesn't drop anybody.
With the legacy that you started here, and see it continue on with Doug Williams.
Ball now back at the 22-yard line. Levy, no pressure at all. Touchdown, Ingram. The Bayou Classic. Levy on a first and goal play. Throws a touchdown. Grambling comes with a blitz. Levy steps to the pocket. And his pass is caught. One-handed grab.
In the middle of the road with a slap, but immediately they jump on the Jackson State defense. And here's Levy rolling out. And the pass is caught. Ball is at the 31-yard line. Again, throwing the football downfield. Oh, and it's receiver Hayes makes the catch. See you later. Touchdown, Southern.
I got some free tickets. Look out for a brother. Going downfield. Oh, what a play by Southern.
Born. He's played a lot tougher ever since. And it's a free play for Southern.
Second and 15.
It's a free play.
Levy completes his
pass. It's a free play. It's a free play.
Hayes is going to continue running. Inside the 10. The 5. Unbelievable, Michael Hayes.
Third down. 23 for a first. Levy over the middle. Nice pass that time.
Second and 20. Levy doesn't have to get it all, but he's going to have to pick up some yards.
Here he is throwing. Nice catch made. The receiver, Michael Hayes. There he goes.
Hayes makes the catch. Hayes still on his feet. Hayes looking for blocking. Hayes trying to find a hole. Hayes is still on his feet. He has the hoops. He's inside the 15 and drawn out a foul.
Touchdown.
The backfield. Plenty of time for Levy across the middle. Has his hand at the 15. You know, I don't know if you want to break the spirit of Terrence Levy or not. Here he wings one wide open down the middle. And one-handed grab made.
In the way. Third down in 4. And here's Lewis off the catch. Lewis still on his feet. And Lewis is streaking down the sideline. Touchdown. So they move back 5 yards. Levy on third down. Look at that on sideline.
Guys, step it up like they go.
All right, we are back. It is the Jaguar Journal. Good morning to everybody. Brandy B. Harris. Perry White. I hope you guys are enjoying the show so far. We're just sitting back. We're talking about Essence Fest and a lot of people down in New Orleans, right? Essence Fest is a huge festival. It's like a black homecoming.
Right. No, I can feel
it. For the nation, right? And outside of Bayou Classic, Essence Fest is right there. Hundreds of thousands of people are down in New Orleans right now from all around the country.
They say half a million.
Half a million people.
They say 500,000, more than 500,000 people are there right now.
That's kind of why I'm like, as I've gotten older, my Essence Fest days are kind of behind me. That's just a lot of people everywhere for me. It becomes overwhelming. In my younger day, I looked forward to that. And I was telling you, I was going to tell you a story. So I went to Essence for the first time years ago. And, you know, from my time going down in New Orleans, I saw hustles. Everybody was doing a hustle.
Right.
So I'm like, man, I'm good. Matter of fact, one of my boys, AJ, I said, at the time we were roommates. I said, man, let's go down to New Orleans. What I'm going to go do, I'm going to buy a bunch of cases of water. We're going to put it in the cooler, and I'm going to sell water. I get the Essence. I'm down in the French Quarter. First of all, hauling all of that water around, I learned quick. It was too hot. 100-plus degrees, and I'm walking around sweating, hauling water around. So I
think, you had the water in?
Cooler.
In a
big cooler. Oh,
whoa. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, no, that's not smart.
Yeah, well, I thought it was, okay? My dream.
Well, Essence, the thing is, and that's what I was going to say, Essence isn't quite that kind of festival.
Well, so we're in the French Quarter, but, you know, people everywhere. So I get around Jackson Square.
Right.
I'm like,
right.
Cool, we can get right there.
You're in the quarter, right.
I start selling water.
Okay.
Right? I didn't realize it was other people hating on me. Another guy down the street selling water, right?
Right.
Hey, man, he called the police. Police yep. come, you can't do it. I said, man, look, we just pushing through. I go set up on another side selling water. Another guy came through hating on me. I said, man, I didn't realize how territorial everybody was on their block about selling water. So finally, the police rolled up on me deep.
Yeah.
I had to come up with a lot quick because they like, do you have a permit? Do you have this?
I was going to say that if you didn't know, street vending and
I'm in college, man.
It's huge.
Yeah.
News, going back to the news thing, this is a regular news a topic in the New Orleans area, street vendors and permitting and people not having permits because people will do what you're doing. And the locals who have already been forced.
Was hating on me.
Well, they in their mind, the city has made them have to get a permit. So you can't be out there.
I'm just a college
student. You looking at it as,
college student
I was on his corner.
Hustling, man.
And no, no.
But listen, because so the police rolled up on me deep.
Right.
Like 8 deep.
Yeah.
So we sitting there, and I'm like, oh, man. They like, yeah, man, do you have this? Do you have that? Where is this? Where is that? So I had to come up with a lot quick. I'm talking about a quick lie. I said, and y'all forgive me, but I said, man, look, we with a church group. We waiting on the kids. They coming down from the street. We just took a second. I can't hear everybody see the cooler. They just stop and ask, and do we have something to drink? You know, for some people, I'm just saying, I know it's hot out here. He's like, yeah, you can't do that. I said, man, we just waiting on the kids. If we need to move, we will. Hey, they let us move, man. I quickly took that cooler back to the truck. I restructured the rest of the day.
Right.
Forget them damn waters.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right. So. No, I feel it. I,
no, you don't feel the, that. That was rough. You don't
no,
understand.
I do. I, when
it was 100
I was,
plus degrees
when I
that
was
day.
In school, I do understand. New Orleans during events, during Bayou Classic, Mardi Gras, Essence Fest, any of those big events, they have, what's the word? I can't even think of the phrase. It's leaving my mind. But we had an incident during Bayou Classic 1 year where my girlfriend got arrested. And this was how we learned this, that they're a no tolerance. It's a no tolerance zone, especially in the quarter in downtown during these big events where there's not going to be a whole lot of conversation between talking to you and just getting you out of here. Handcuffs, back of the car, and you out of here. And this was how we learned it the hard way. So I've learned not to try it. But I was going to say that what I've learned about Essence Fest, even though I've never been I've never been to Essence Fest, I've been to New Orleans during the festival. I'm one of those people that believes that the event is the event, right? So either you're in the convention center or you're in the dome for the festival. I've never been to the festival.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I've been in New Orleans for the festival, but that's not the same experience as actually going to the event. And Essence, in my opinion, even though there are smaller events at venues in and around downtown, the quarter, you know what I'm saying? There are so many events at so many little boutiques and spots, you know, it is not like the rest of the festivals. What you were doing, that's my kind of vibe. Pack up some chairs.
Oh.
Pack up a small cooler of water and like little snacks
and
or whatever.
Just be out.
And be out. And find a spot to post up so you can listen to your little music, go buy your little food, but then we got a little core. Essence is not that kind of festival.
No, it's not at all.
Out of all of the festivals in New Orleans, it is its own unique experience, and it is not that. It is get dressed super cute in your best white linen outfit.
And you got to be in the building.
And you got to be in the building. Or if you're walking around, it's just not a like post up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I like what you was doing. That's my kind of vibe.
Hey, I was trying.
That's my kind of vibe.
I thought I was doing something that day, but then I learned in the years to come, I went to Essence a few more times, but I did exactly at Convention Center concerts. Yeah. I learned, but, you know.
It's kind of its own vibe.
It is.
Yeah,
it's
very its own much vibe. Different. Yeah. Not bad different. It's just different. Yeah.
No, not bad different at all. It's just
I love
you have
freebies.
To learn the lay of the land when it comes to Essence because, you know, like you do French Quarter Fest, even with Bayou Classic, right?
Right.
There's a game, there's a battle of the bands, everything else is kind of throughout the city where Essence, nah.
It's kind of all, there's a whole, so much stuff going on. There really
you
is.
In the Superdome, you in the Convention Center. Those are the two places where you want to be. Now, everybody else is out, but you want to be in
if you
want
to be, to me.
Yeah.
Because, see, my mom always said the event is at the event, and everything else is not official.
No, it's not.
You know what I mean?
You have seminars going on.
Yes.
You having vendors. You having people doing a media role. It's so much. And
but
then that's where the celebrities and everybody.
But I do think that that's one of the parts that makes Essence unique is that you can just be walking around the quarter and casually bump into, you know, Lance Gross.
I ran into Lawrence Fishburne one time.
You know what I mean?
And I didn't realize he was such a short guy.
And that's cool because you don't have to be in the event to still be a, you know, to still be able to come back and be like, I went to Essence this weekend. I'm going to do air quotes.
What would you be doing if you were walking and you just randomly saw Beyonce in the French Quarter?
I'd lose my breath, first of all.
What?
I'd be speechless. I'd be speechless. It'd be a quick,
Mike.
It'd be a quick, it might even be a, that's, wait, that's Beyonce. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely one of the moments where my husband would have to be the one to speak up for me. To be like, excuse me, Miss Carter, this my wife really would like to meet you.
Because you're just standing there in cardiac arrest.
When I met Brandy and Ray J at Bayou Classic in 1998 or 99.
My Lord.
At the time, Brandy was my everything.
Yeah.
I literally had Brandy braids.
You was like, watching Moesha.
Went to the salon. How do you want your hair done? I'm on Brandy braids. And I had pictures of Brandy. Like, you see the braids?
This you want to be down.
This is what I want. I have my whole outfit based on an outfit from Moesha. So anyway, we're leaving out of the Superdome, and I see her, and I had no words. And my mom is literally having to be like, Brandy, this is my daughter, Brandy. She's a big fan. And she was very, very gracious and accommodating. It was a wonderful way to meet someone that you look up to because, I know that there other people have horror stories. Some people I don't want to meet because it would just...
And Brandy's mom is a graduate of Southern University.
Sure is.
Sandra Norwood.
Sure is. Yep. I didn't know that at the time. I was a little kid, obviously. But then my mom started telling me, you know, all the connections. And I felt even more affectionate for her. But I still have her autograph. I talked about this at home the other night. People don't
you
do that anymore.
You got starstruck.
I was very, I got in the car and I just cried.
Oh,
I said nothing to her. Nothing. I said not a word. All I could do was stare. Ray J gave me a kiss on my cheek. That wasn't the time.
Did. Oh, my God.
This is 1998, 99. There is no get a picture with her. The best you were going to get was I got her autograph. And I talked about this at home last night because
the autograph is
making a resurgence. And I appreciate that.
Let's get ready to take a break. We'll come back and close it out as we get to the top of the hour before we get to some SWAC football. Right, go around the conference, talk about last year, and we'll talk maybe more about Ray J's kiss to Brandy, okay?
I was a kid. Don't make it like that. Don't do that.
Y'all stay tuned. We'll be back. More of the Jaguar Journal.
It's On the Yard Sports, and I'm Perry White, and what I need for you to do is go follow and subscribe to our YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, as well as Twitter right now.
D.R. Ricks is a fifth-year senior who's getting his first chance to drive the train that Bob talked about. And right now, he's driving it quite well because the Southern Jaguars are kicking butt in the SWAC Conference. As Bob mentioned, 6-0 overall in the SWAC, and D.R. Ricks has played so well. Over 2,000 yards passing. In the last three games running the football, he's been over 100 yards on the ground. The respect factor that he gets from his teammates is incredible. As a fifth-year senior has never started, they elected him captain. And the numbers he has put up are represented on your screen. 27 total touchdowns on the offense, a pass percentage of nearly 60%. He could be the SWAC Player of the Year on the offensive side.
Best, and they're going to get a huge dose of the best offensive player in the SWAC, and that being Thomas Ricks.
Yeah, what Thomas Ricks has found a way to do is just beat defenses either with his arm, with his feet, or with his leadership capabilities. Finding a way to win the games late with fourth quarter comebacks. He showed versatility and athleticism. He's a tremendous athlete that knows how to win, most importantly.
He is a leader both on and off the field.